Right, so it says it's running. Okay, I'm Stuart Goodall, I'm Chief Executive of Comfor. Well, we're very pleased to see this report. It's something that we felt for some time, that there's been significant growth in the forestry and wood processing sector, both in terms of growth in individual businesses and the contribution to the economy, and also the number of people employed in the sector. So having that confirmed by this report is really good from our point of view. Well, we've benefited from a lot of tree planting which took place in the last century. But on the back of that, we've seen sawmills across Scotland putting a huge amount of investment into creating some world-class facilities. And that's then encouraged people all the way down into the forest to invest in very expensive pieces of kit. A harvesting machine can cost £300,000. So all that availability of wood and investment has just created a climate of confidence, and people are creating new jobs, and there's a significant increase in activity. Well, a lot of the jobs in the sector are in rural areas where there's not many other alternative means of employment. So what we're seeing here, a 50% increase in employment, means there's an awful lot more people out there working in rural Scotland. And they're often comparatively well-paid jobs, which means they're paying higher wages than may otherwise be available from other industries. And they're often quite skilled jobs. I think a lot of the messages we try to get out these days is that forestry is not about people in check shirts with axes. It's people operating very expensive pieces of kit requiring real skills, and the rewards are then an awful lot higher than they might get otherwise. Well, the sector is unusual in that when you grow trees, it soaks up carbon from the atmosphere, sequesters carbon as we call it, and then when you harvest that tree, you take that wood and you put it into a product, so a piece of timber that would go into a building, for example, so that locks up the carbon as well. And the whole process around manufacturing that piece of wood requires very little energy. So if you were manufacturing steel or brick or concrete or plastics, it takes a huge amount of energy to produce that, and energy results in carbon emissions. So the sector actually has a positive carbon story in that the more activity you see, the more wood products we produce, the more carbon's locked up and the less carbon there is in the atmosphere, which is unlike any other sector. We've been very heartened by the support that the Scottish Government has given us, but you know, equally, it's important that support continues. So we do need to be planting more forests, because we know we're going to have a falling away of supply in about 20 to 30 years' time. That means we need to be planting more forests now. And also, we're harvesting forests in areas where people just haven't been used to seeing timber lorries on the roads. Some of the roads may not be ready for that. And the Scottish Government's been extremely helpful in providing a relatively small fund each year for us to work with local authorities and local communities to manage that timber traffic. So if we can see that continuing support from the Scottish Government going forward, then there's no reason why we couldn't see increasing investment and increasing employment as well. No, I think I got all the points. I was keen to get an opinion about the need to plant trees as well, not just support the sector. So I know I'm happy I got that one in. That's great. No, we'll tweet out about that as well. Thanks very much for that. Thank you. Bye.